From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Luis Hernandez. Miami-Dade County Public School students will return to testing today after technical problems that caused statewide problems and issues all over. Yesterday, students across Florida experienced issues logging in to the Florida Standards Assessment Test. Florida's Education Commissioner Pam Stewart said that the problems were caused by an unapproved technical change by the state's testing vendor, American Institutes for Research. Christina Vega has been following the story for the Miami Herald and says students experienced very similar problems back in March because of a system update by the vendor.
From the beginning, there have been complaints that the state has moved too fast to develop these tests. And there also were concerns about the technological readiness of not only the state, but of schools. What's proven to be the case is that schools, for the most part, have been ready, but they've run into these issues on the part of the testing vendor.
Broward County students did return to testing late Monday morning. Meanwhile, Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho tweeted yesterday that FSA vendor server failure adds doubt to validity of test results. Disruption to and an uneven testing environment is unacceptable. Researchers with the University of South Florida College of Marine Science and the Florida Institute of Oceanography marked the fifth anniversary of the Deepwater Horizon oil spill by talking about what their work in the Gulf since the disaster is discovered. They also announced that they'll join in a group of international scientists later this summer in work involving a similar disaster almost 40 years ago. The group will travel to the site of the Ixtoc 1 oil well in the Gulf, about 60 miles northwest of Campeche, Mexico. In 1979, the well suffered a blowout like the Deepwater Horizon. USF Marine Science Professor Steve Morosky says the lessons they learn at that site can help paint a picture of the possible future for the area near the horizon.
By doing these comparative studies, we can actually forecast into the future what the deep waters around Deepwater Horizon will look like 35 years from now in terms of the toxicity and impact on the environment.
The researchers are also conducting a survey of fish and sediment to put together the first collection of comprehensive baseline data on the health of the Gulf environment. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Luis Hernandez.